Now, older people have been telling a conference in Kerry today about the difficulties they faced during COVID. The Convention on Older People's Councils in Tralee has heard renewed calls for more older people to connect with friends, activities and local communities now that the COVID threat has lessened. One of the attendees, Nora O'Donovan from Ballinlough in Cork, has been telling our Southern editor Pascal Sheehy about her experience of lockdown.
It took away all my independence and my activities, because I was in a book club, I was in a gramophone circle, I would take an ocean, I'll go down to the station and I'll get the train to Dublin, because I had worked in Dublin all of the 80s, and so it was very easy for me to just go down to the station and get the train and go out to Bray or go somewhere for the day. But all that stopped.
Nora O'Donovan. Pascal also spoke to Mary Cronin from Clare Galway.
I can now honestly say that I went through the most awful time, and nobody knows it because I think I'm a bluffer. I bluff my way. I hated it with a passion, because when you don't have a family, you can't relate to them how you feel.
Mary Cronin, one of those attending that Older People's Council meeting in Tralee, speaking there to Pascal Sheehy. Well, now, Catherine McGuigan is Chief Officer of Age Friendly Ireland, and she's also at this conference and is on the line now. Catherine, thank you for talking to us. I mean, it really is heart-wrenching to hear people speaking about their experience of the pandemic in that way, but obviously very understandable. But there's a lot of concern that older people are, some of them anyway, are slow to reconnect.
Hi, Brian, and thanks very much for having me on. It's great to be able to talk to you. And yes, I suppose we opened the convention with the announcement from the WHO on the 5th of May that, you know, the end of the public health emergency and what lessons have we learned. So this theme that is all about reconnecting. Some people are slow to reconnect. Some people have still a lot of reservations, but there's a huge cohort of people that want to get back out and can't wait to get back out and want their activities restored. And we've been examining those too. If activities aren't up and running, is it resources? Is it lack of volunteering? You know, so all of those things have been in the mix. And it's probably a caution rather than a reluctance, you know, to reconnect. But I very much, we've just finished with Minister Mary Butler there at 1 o'clock. People want to get back. Lessons have to be learned. And certainly what's important, you know, the social connectedness, the links to family, you know, seeing people. One of the stories was there, well, the gardener calls now and he cuts the grass, but he doesn't necessarily come into the house for the cup of tea anymore. Why is that? Is that because we got out of the habit and we just need to re-engage? We don't ever want to lose those things that are really important. As Irish people, we always dropped into each other's houses and things like
that. How much of it is that question of habit and routine and that you can fall out of that?
I think we're certainly getting a lot of that. Is it just about what people have got out of the habit of not calling? I mean, one of the things that came up were the wakes. And Brian, you know, we'll know through our families and if we've had bereavements, the traditional Irish wake, the amount of people that call to the house, the cup of tea, the sympathising, whether they have a remains, then they go to, you know, mass the next day. And that was a huge loss to people and small funerals and all that sort of stuff. But now what's happening, because that has opened up and people are sort of saying, will I go to the wake or will I not? Do you know what I mean? Will I call to the house? There's a questioning. So I think some of that is habit, that we have to go back to the practices that were really, really important to us because of the losses that we've suffered. What I can tell you, Brian, is being here in person, older people are just so delighted to be seeing each other. The appreciation of having that face-to-face, to be able to hug and kiss on the cheek and, oh, say it's great to see you and talk face-to-face. And it's really important.
Do you have any tips for people who are struggling to reconnect?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of tips over. We had Donica Walsh this morning speaking to us, and Philip King, the broadcaster, as you know, Dr. Stephanie O'Keefe. We had Francis Brennan. We had Pat Falvey last night, all about different tips about resilience, about forcing yourself even when you're, you know, when you're anxious about things, about getting out, physical activity, positive mental health. You know, there are outdoor gyms, you know, pick up the phone and ring your neighbour. Will we go for a walk? Will you call round for a cup of tea? Reach out, talk to your family. But most important, don't be afraid to say, I'm alone or I'm lonely. There was so many tips that came across from all these fabulous speakers, and most of them are ageing and going into older age, so it was a great learning, Brian.
Well, look, it's good to talk to you. Thank you very much for talking to us. Catherine McGuigan there from Age Friendly.
Thank you, Brian.
Age Friendly Ireland.